Hey, how you doing?
Who's this?
Hello,
please?
Can you hear me? Hey, how you doing? My
yeah,
name is Steve,
who's this?
and I am from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. I assure you this is not a sales call. Is that something you can help us out by answering a couple of questions for the survey?
So where are you located?
This is for New York Opinion Research.
Okay.
Is that okay
so
if
what
I
are
ask
the
you
questions?
A question?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. May I ask, what is your zip code?
12060.
Thank you. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
All right, thank you. Perfect. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
No, I'm a male, cis male.
All right, thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1956.
56, 56, right? Okay, thank you. And let me ask you, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, black, African American, American Indian, or? Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Let's see. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Were you not able to vote? Like you had Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else not eligible to vote.
For which election?
For the 2020 elections. General elections.
Interpersonal.
Yes. If you'd like to say, you can answer straightforward, or you could just give me something else. Like I say,
well, I am
the opposite had Joe Biden.
I'll give you that. I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, all right, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote?
I am certain to vote, yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means
10.
You are not? Oh, okay.
10.
How much power
12?
Do you feel? Nah, I'm very motivated. I do a 20 myself. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. And 10. Okay, thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. So the statement reads, regardless of how I feel, how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree? Strongly agree. Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. For the first one is protecting abortion rights. Does that matter a lot? Matters somewhat. Does not matter much?
Yeah.
Matters a lot. Thank you. Second one, protecting LGBTQ rights. Does that matter a lot?
That matters a lot.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Does that matter a lot? Matters somewhat. Does not matter much. Does not matter at all.
Matters a lot, of course.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Does that matter a lot? Matters somewhat? Does not matter
quite
much?
Quite a lot.
Okay. Matters a lot. All right. Thank you. We know that people get busy when it is time to vote. So how likely do you feel, how likely are you to vote on the following following candidates or issues? For each of the following, you will say nothing will stop you from voting. Nothing will stop me from voting. So I want to vote, and I probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. Oh, no chance I will vote. So the first one is protecting abortion rights. Will nothing stop you at all from voting?
Nothing will stop me from voting.
Oh, okay, thank you. Second one, protecting LGBTQ rights.
Nothing will stop me from voting. All
right, thank you.
That's the first nothing will stop me from
Donald
voting.
Trump.
What?
Next one, the election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop me from voting. I want to vote.
Nothing will stop me from ever voting. It's my voice. Yes.
Oh, that's true. Thank you. Thank you. I know it's a long way, but it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, will you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or will you not
Democrat,
vote?
Democrat, please. Democrat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. If the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party, or independent Democrat? Okay. If you knew that protecting abortions access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated will you be able to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated?
Very motivated, yes.
Much more motivated?
Much more motivated, yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Proposition Number 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much on that specific one.
Oh, okay, perfect. Here is a text of Proposition Number 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. So it adds certain protection to the state bills of rights. So what it reads is it adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Let me ask you, a yes vote on this one puts this protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state Senate. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Yes, for the protection of every human right there is, yes.
All right, thank you. So based on what you have read, of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, so I'll give you different options. You can let me know which one of those you think it applies to you. It will put protection for abortion into state constitution. Next one, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Next one, give voting rights to immigrants. Next one, strengthen voting rights protections. Next, prevents discrimination based on age. Next, prohibit housing discrimination. Next, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. Next, provide protections on the basis of gender. And next one is puts LGBTQ protections into the state of constitutions. Which one of those do you think it will apply this amendment?
Wow, that's a mouthful. Women's right to abortion and LGBTQ.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Thank you. Now knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortions into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
No, I will vote yes for protections on abortion rights.
So definitely vote yes?
For protection of abortion rights, yes.
Okay, thank you. Compared to voting for compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Proposition 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
Much more motivated, yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means that you strongly agree. So the first one is more important to do the right thing for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. How do you agree with this one from 0 to 10?
10 is I agree with supporting all New Yorkers.
Okay, thank you. Next one, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
10, I affirm that, yes.
Thank you. Next one, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Strongly agree, 10.
Thank you. Next one. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
No, I don't really disagree with that. Everyone deserves a hand up.
Or maybe somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I think so.
So like a 5 then?
I would say.
Okay, thank you. It is important to protect the most vulnerable member of society from discrimination.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. It is important, next one. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
I strongly agree.
All right, thank you. And everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose?
Hell yes. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
You gonna put a 5 on that one?
Okay, thank you. And we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
Strongly agree.
All right, thank you. Let's see. Here is a short statement about Proposition Number 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New Yorkers' state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attack where we are seeing across the country. At the moment in time when we are seeing the state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientations, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and anatomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Yes, I would vote yes.
Protections. All right, thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change, or it's okay if your answer did not change. But once again, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? So there are two statements right here, statement A and statement B. So we'll read statement A and then read statement B. So the first statement A says, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. So statement B reads, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment has nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Do you think statement A is much more? Statement B?
You know, that's a way too complicated question. So next.
Oh, okay. And statement B somewhat more.
Yeah, I can't answer that one. There were too many things mixed in there.
So that would be like a don't know?
I don't know.
All right. Thank you. And then next one, next I'm going to read you some things that people have said about motivating reasons to vote in favor of Proposition 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it's extremely motivating reason to vote on favor of Proposition number 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means that you do not think it's motivating at all. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10 also. So the first one, right now, New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the right of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close some loopholes and make sure all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. Do you think it's to vote in favor of this?
I'm not sure what those loopholes are, so I'm undecided.
Okay. So we'd like to see.
And by the way, dude, you're wearing me out. So how much longer?
sorry.
Can we wrap this up?
Yeah, give me at least 3 minutes. I'll be reading a little bit fast so that way we don't waste that much time. So the government is supposed to work for the people and not discriminate against the citizen by putting these protections directly into our state constitution. We are holding all the elected politicians accountable for the standards of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government's officials using their positions of power to take advantage of discrimination against New Yorkers. How motivating are you to go in this proposition from 0 to 10?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens by putting these protections directly into our state constitution. We are holding all the elected politicians accountable for the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of all discriminate against New Yorkers.
Okay, yes. 10?
A 10?
Hold on.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Next one, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to discriminate abortion access in this state. Now, moreover than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims out of touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights to abortion in New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protecting the that needs to stop that from happening. From 0 to 10, how would you go on this one?
What is 10?
Extremely motivated to vote on this preposition, number one, preposition number one.
Motivated to protect all the rights.
So that would be a 10 for you, or?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. Next one, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they come into power. In this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda in our state, they want to make it harder to get an abortion, threatening the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality in civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect those rights in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November. How motivated do you feel regarding this statement? To vote for purposes number one.
That was confusing. Go ahead, repeat that one.
Oh yeah, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they come into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda in our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threatening the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality in the civil rights initiatives. If it's vital, we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November.
So what is my choice there? I don't support any of those things to limit those things. I don't want those people taking over. I'm a little confused on what the answer 1 to 10 is.
So basically, that is on the preposition number one. That is it might be available for these elections. Basically, if a 10, it means that you are more motivated to vote on this preposition number one, which it is what it states that if you vote yes, like a 10, it means that you are making sure that people don't have the politicians don't make it harder for people to get an abortion. Threatening the same-sex marriage, discriminating against trans people.
That's confusing. The scale switched. One is protecting the rights of these people, or 10 is protecting the rights of these people?
No, it means that how motivated are you to vote for that preposition number one that might be available for November's when people
and
go to vote.
And proposition one is ensuring the rights of all these people.
That is correct.
And I would vote to ensure the rights of these people.
So that'll be from a 0 to 10? How?
Well, that's confusing. You just switched scale on me. So I'm voting for the rights of these people to defend their rights.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. Just going to read the last thing so that way we finish this and close up. So sometimes over the course of the survey, things change. It's okay if they do, if they did not, but once again, here's the text of a text of preposition number one, an amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York, November. It adds certain protection to the state bills of rights. It adds the anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, nation, national origin, age, disability and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no in this amendment, or are you undecided or will not vote?
Yes, protections.
Thank you, sir. After reading all this information, are you more or less likely to vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues?
I'm voting.
So much more likely. All right. Thank you. One of the last questions. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means if you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you're really motivated? Thank you. I do apologize. I know they do seem a little bit repetitive, but we on the last five questions. Do you consider yourself of 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
2. I'm gay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I am married. I am married. Legally married.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, but I am a parent. They're older.
Oh, they're older. Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm very strong, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently
retired? I'm retired.
Retire? Oh, okay. Okay, let's see. Thank you. Last year, in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
That's personal. No answer.
Okay, no worries, no worries. Okay, I would like to thank you for your patience. I know that questions were a little bit repetitive, and I'd like to thank you for your patience and giving us the opportunity to answer those questions for us. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for your help. Take care. Bye. Sigh.